scary thing happened to me. I was climbing a mountain and I got caught in an avalanche and started falling down, down, down. When I awoke, I was in a damp, freezing cave. My head hurt. I was all bruised up and cut. There was sunlight in the distance and I stumbled towards it. Outside, it was more sandy, warmer. I heard screeches in the distance, so I ran and ran and ran. Then, to my relief, then I realized I was lost, amazingly lost. Then, to my relief, I saw a boy. He was a little bit younger than me. He wore an animal skin sash, black hair with dreadlocks. He got hold of my hand and he guided me home, me towards his camp for me to meet his family. And what family it was. They had mammoth skin trousers with sharp pointy spears, frizzy long hair, but they were kind to me and gave me mammoth skin sash. They were blubbering. I didn't understand them, but my friend's name was Dave. The next day, Dave took me around the camp. Slowly, there were sparks from the fire with a brown wooden base. Dave's people had no teddies, no cars, no bottles, and even no roller skates. Everything they had was made of wood, stone, animal skin, or bone. Dave showed me how to make fire. One sunny morning, me and Dave went fishing at the lake. Our lines were dangling in the water. Suddenly, a giant fish jumped out. Quickly, we moved our lines towards the fish and caught it. We wound the fish in. It took a while to walk home. Back at the camp, me and Dave prepared the fish for a disco that night. When the sun went down, the disco began. Dave played a wooden harp. I joined in on the stone fish band. As months became years, I learned a lot. Then one day, Dave took me to a hidden place that I guess only day he knew about. He rubbed sticks together to light a torch. After a while, we went in a smelly large cave with water stalactites hanging off the ceiling. Wow, lions and anders were everywhere. It took me a moment to realize they were only paintings. I saw something move in the shadows. It was a saber-toothed tiger, a big, scary saber-toothed tiger. I pointed my bow and arrow at it, then I felt the ground give way, and I fell down, down, down. When I awoke, the saber-toothed tiger